The plan centers on helping Century beef up its business assets, then promote the town to site selectors and firms looking to expand or relocate.
It was about a year and a half ago that we first were contracted to establish an economic development strategic plan that was paid for through a grant that the town received from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity.
Bryce Harris at UWF's Haas Business Center says the economic strategy plan for Century was finalized last summer. In turn, DEO awarded the town another grant, $40,000, through the Competitive Florida Partnership Program. $5,000 of that goes to this new project.
And the Community Economic Development Association of Pensacola and Escambia County really stepped up to the plate to provide $5,000 in matching funds, which enabled the Haas Center and the Office of Economic Development and Engagement to use some additional funding that we're offering through a program called the Northwest Florida Asset Valuation and Marketing Support Program.
Launched in February with $250,000, the program offers participants funding to help offset the cost of hiring UWF faculty, staff, and students to conduct market studies, create promotional campaigns, and other services to enhance marketability.
It's just been a couple of months since we've gotten the program underway, but we're satisfied at this early stage with the initial traction that we're getting.
They are the ones that wrote the plan and made the plan. So who else better to implement than the person that wrote it?
Century Mayor Freddie McCall did not return calls seeking an interview for this story. But earlier, he said they used a $25,000 grant to send out requests for proposals, or RFPs, in search of an organization to walk the town through the economic study.
It was three or four different people, some people in Miami and Tampa and down south. But the Haas Center went out with our committee that was meeting on it, and they was awarded the contract to write it up.
And just what goes into a marketing plan for Century? The Haas Center's Bryce Harris says generally you can think of it as identifying and defining the town's available assets, and telling Century's story as one of resilience and determination.
Whether they be the natural resources such as the lakes and rivers and streams and forests, also to include the newly renamed Century Business Center, the industrial park that's there as well, but also the geographic proximity of the town to Interstates 10 and 65, as well as to Pensacola and to Mobile.
But there are some challenges. For one, a shrinking population. Century is expected to go from its current 1,700 residents to around 1,500 over the next few years.
You're looking at about 20% unemployment rate, about 40% are living at or below the line of poverty, and transportation is a significant challenge. Also, another one is access to available and affordable child care, not just during the day, but certainly at all hours, nights and weekends as well.
In searching for new and expanding industries to come to Century, Harris says while the door is open for all comers right now, there are some that are more preferred than others.
Light manufacturing, I think value-added agriculture, but also in the recreational area, Sanders Lake and Lake Stone and just all of the forest that's there. I think that those are a number of things that could really spark people's interest in visiting the town and hopefully in setting up shop.
Individual awards from the Northwest Florida Asset Valuation and Marketing Support Program are limited to $20,000 and to nonprofits only. Participating organizations also must contribute at least $1 for every dollar awarded through the program, which will go until the money runs out. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.